Show them the turtles know how to party!
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning, everybody. Let's start this right. Good morning, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. Now, I got an email the other day from somebody that said, why do you say your leader? Because why not? You know, when you run your own business, you make your own laws. This is basically my own little country. I've started my own country down here in the studio.
Basement.
And I will be the leader. I've got to come up with some new ways to describe the leader. So if you have any ideas, please email those to me at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. You know, you got to come up with your hysterical leader, with your dirty socked leader, with your whatever. Just start sending me some ideas, and I will use yours. So today I get up and I go downstairs into the kitchen and I'm making coffee and I let the dogs out. And when I do let the dogs out, I see stuck behind the screen door and the sliding glass door is a big, massive mofo grasshopper. I haven't seen one of those since when I lived in Texas. You know, the big grasshoppers that are about 2 inches long that just they look like they could eat your skin. Those grasshoppers, the ones that we used to catch and go fishing with, you know, you could just run a hook through them and out the other end, and they looked like a lure. They were so big. Well, some bitches can catch some bass, though. They hit that water, their legs start kicking on top. Help me! Help me! Please, I have a hook through my intestines! Help! And there's like a 2-3 pound bass on there. So, anyway, since I'm not fishing, I felt very generous. I thought, this poor grasshopper, he is stuck. He needs to be set free. So I gently slid the door over and grabbed the grasshopper. And he chomped down on my finger and put out that brown tobacco shit, you know, that they always give off that out of their mouth. I don't know what that is. We always called it tobacco when I was a kid. Look, he's spitting tobacco because it's brown and it's nasty. And so I opened the back door, and I set him free. I put him back into the world. I hope he didn't go off my deck and into the pond because the fish will get him. But as far as I know, I just opened the door and threw him. So I have saved the life of another creature here on this planet. That should have earned me some points with the PETA people and the Boulder people and I don't eat meat or wear leather, people. Speaking of meat, the girlfriend and I met my friend Ken and his girlfriend for dinner last night, Marlena. And we went to a place called the Elephant Bar. I don't know if you have those where you live. Very nice place. Like the food a lot. And this isn't a slam against them. It's just something that we noticed is that when you go out and you order steak, it never comes exactly the way you want it, ever. When's the last time you got a steak exactly the way? Because Miss Thang likes them rare. And by rare, I mean just, you know, wipe its butt and knock its horns off rare. That kind of rare. So wherever we go somewhere, she says, I'd like it very, very rare. And the wait staff, you know, is always like, what's rare? What's rarer than rare? And you have to say very rare because rare ends up medium. And if you say medium rare, it ends up cooked. And if you say, you know, medium, it's blackened. Why can't people get steak right? I don't understand the problem with steak. And no one ever, you know, I'm not one of the people that sends it back. I am not a send back person. It annoys me. Because I feel like the other people at the table, we got to wait while you get your order, but you always go, no, don't wait on me. Don't wait. Go ahead and eat. Go ahead. I don't want you just to get cold. Go ahead and eat. And then you eat, and then they finally get their food, and now you sit and you watch them eat their food. Yeah, what a great evening. But still, the point being, why can't people get steak right? you have to go to like a really, really, really expensive steakhouse to get it right, or even close to right. And then that's not always right. You can go someplace like, you know, Sizzler, something nice like that, and your steak won't even be right. See, I'm pausing here because I know you're going, Sizzler? What the fuck is he talking about? That's right. I love Sizzler. I don't care what you say. It's no Golden Corral, but it is still a fine steakhouse. But you know who has the best steaks and sells the most steaks in the world, according to their menu? That's right, Waffle House. Waffle House sells more T-bone steaks. At least that's what it says on the menu. And I know when I think steak, when I'm ready for a fine cut of prime beef, I run my ass to the Waffle House. Mmm, I do love me some Waffle House. Now, while we're on the subject of food, don't you love my transitions? They're amazing. I'm sick of the Chick-fil-A problem. I don't care which side you fall on. It's chicken. It's just chicken. The place makes chicken. If you don't like chicken, don't eat there. All right? I'm just tired of everything on my Facebook is all about Chick-fil-A. Don't eat at Chick-fil-A. Why would you support Chick-fil-A? Because it's a business, and I like chicken. The owner, well, you know, I don't give really a rat's ass about. You know, he has an opinion. I don't know him. I don't personally know him. I might say to him, hey, you know, you run a business. You might want to keep your opinion to yourself. But then again, I might not. So there. It's who gives a shit? It just go have some chicken. Do you like Chick-fil-A? Here's the deal. I don't want anybody telling me that I can't have my waffle fries. That's right. I just want to eat my waffle fries without a fight. I don't want to have to walk through a line of protesters just to get some waffle fries. Life shouldn't be that hard. No. Deciding on what's chicken to eat shouldn't be that hard. You know, if you like KFC better, go have some fucking KFC. If you like Chick-fil-A, and who's not shocked by Chick-fil-A? They aren't open on Sundays. They never have been. Did it just dawn on you fuckers, huh? What? They're not open on Sunday? Well, that's wrong. I used to think that, too. I used to actually, in my head, go, why aren't they open on Sunday? You know, Christians got to eat, too. You know, Jesus fed people. Jesus took, like, fish and fed everybody. Okay, now, did he? That's something else I've always wondered about. Did Jesus feed all those people with a couple of fishes and a loaf of bread? Or was it two loaves of bread and one fish? Anyway, you know the story where he fed the masses with fish and bread. Jesus made everybody a fish sandwich from McDonald's kind of thing. But here's the theory that I've always sort of had, is that everybody was hanging around, and like Jesus pulled out the fish and started to feed people, and other people are looking around, they're like, well, you know, I wouldn't go and pull it out, but I got some fish under my robe sheet thing here. I will go ahead and share it. And maybe that's what it was the good gesture that Jesus started rippled across the people there, the sea of people. And the fish started just jumping out of the sea of people, and that's how they got fed. Do you think that? Or do you think Jesus just magically, here's fish, it's magically delicious? I'm not knocking it, I just don't know. I have questions. I'm a question person. Life is full of questions, and it is your job to look for the answers. That's what I like to do. I like to look for the answers. And sometimes you're amazed at what you can find, you know? It's almost like eBay. I was on eBay today and went, wow, look at that. Who knew you could get this many antique microphones on eBay? I didn't know that, but I took a bid on a couple of them. And before Miss Thang hears this and goes apeshit, they were really low bids. I had to put in really low. If I don't get them, I don't care. I'm not going any higher. That's the way you should do eBay. I think what happens a lot of time when people are on eBay, they get into these bidding wars. It becomes this psychological battle of, I will not let that bastard win this. I will get this lunchbox. And then it just escalates until you go, ah, I just paid $200 for a $12 lunchbox. I'm an idiot. you do find some pretty weird stuff on eBay. I bought a vibrating bed off of eBay a couple years ago. You know, those, you ever been one of those motels that you put a quarter in and the bed goes... Yeah, the Magic Fingers bed. Yeah, I bought one off of eBay. It's not the entire bed. It's the kit. It actually attaches to a bed frame. It's got the box, and then it's got this vibrating motor that you put under the bed and put your quarter in. And yeah, and since it belongs to me, I just use one quarter all the time. I guess I could start a business. You could come over and vibrate on Mudflap's bed, 25 cents. Nah. Now, one of the bad things about doing this show here in the Remasculate Studios in the bottom of my house,
basement,
is that every once in a while, the air conditioner kicks on. I don't know if you can hear that in the background. It creates a very loud sound. I'm afraid the hiss might scare some people off. I know it made Pooh Bear jump when the air conditioner kicked in. Pooh Bear, for you new listeners, is the co-host on this show. We call her Pod Cat. And she's a very cool cat. Pooh Bear. I've never been much of a cat fan. Well, I had cats when I was a kid growing up on the farm because they just were around and ate the mice and that kind of cat. And this Pooh Bear was the girlfriend's cat. She brought it into the house, and I have slowly adapted to it. I'm more of a dog person. Gotta say, I love dogs, but Podcat here has become quite the sidekick. I actually got a toy the other day for the cat. I don't know if you've seen these. It's like a fishing pole with a long string on it. And there, dangling at the end of the string, is a feather with a little piece of leather. Drives the kitty ape shit. I'm going kitty fishing. That's what I sometimes I just sit here while I'm talking to y'all, and I hold, reach down here, get it now. There we go. And, yeah, I just throw it around, and the cat chases it and stays off my lap and keeps off the keyboards and doesn't delete shit while I'm talking to y'all. Amazing toy. But anyway, it's weird how you find yourself, you know, like, I'm not a cat person. And then all of a sudden, I think I like cats. At least I like this one. Some cats I can't deal with because they get the attitude. I do not like that pussy attitude. Mm-mm. They're like, I am the pussy and I won't come to you. You must try to win me over. It's like real pussy. But this one's kind of dog-like. Just wants to rub up on you and sit on you and like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Can I purr into the microphone? I have had a lot of pets over the years. I've had hamsters and mice and snakes and armadillos. When you live in Texas, kind of, you know, an armadillo is the law. You find one running down the street, you capture it, and you keep it for a couple days until your parents tell you that it accidentally ran away. Yeah, have you ever had a parent do that to you? Your pet ran away. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe not. Maybe you took it out somewhere and dropped it off. Or maybe you gave it away to somebody because you didn't like it. But yeah, your pet ran away. I had my rats for a while. I'm sitting here looking at the cage. I had two rats, Salt and Pepper. Because one was, let's guess it, one was white and one was black. Salt and Pepper. It's genius. And then Salt died, and then I bought a new rat, and I named it Mrs. Dash, because that's a Salt replacement. That's even more genius! Mrs. Dash was a Salt replacement, just like on the table. Yeah, I've named a lot of my animals after food. There was pork chops and applesauce. Those are my two American Eskimos, and there's Moon Pie, which is named after the great southern treat, the Moon Pie. And then there was the rats, Salt and Pepper, that was a food item. Yeah, so I try to keep it in that, though. Oh, I had a Samoyed, the big white dog that I had named Mayo. It's after mayonnaise. So, I like to keep it in a theme. I get in a groove, and this is what it's going to be. I'm just going to name things food products. That's why I'm amazed that I've got a toy poodle named Butterfly. But I guess in some countries, that's food too. I guess I might be a foodie. What? A foodie. That's one of those people that loves food. I do love food. Since I quit drinking a few years ago, anything that has to do with good food, I love. I like to discover places. That's what I do. You go somewhere and you find a dish that you really like. That's what, man, nothing better than getting a brand new place that you've never been before. You try a brand new dish and your stomach just goes, "Thank you so much. That was one of the best things you've ever put in me." And then I got to jot it down and I will try to return to that place. But a lot of times I never make it back. I'll just keep it in my memory there of great food places, because you got to keep trying. You got to keep moving. You don't want to become one of those people that just like, "I like to go to TGI Fridays because I know that I like the food there. When I'm hungry, I don't want to experiment. What if I order something that I don't like?" Oh, boo-hoo, you ordered something you don't like. Don't go back, but just live a little. Go out and try something new. Try something with a weird name. You know, do you ever look at something on a menu and you go, "I don't know what that ingredient is, so I'm not ordering it." Fuck that. Order. Just see if you like it. How about this in this day and age? Google, bitches. Take out your smartphone and look up the word that's on the menu. But you really don't even need to do that. Just eat it. It's in a nice restaurant. It's not like this weird word means rat turd in French. Just eat it. You know, where you choose to go, like a restaurant, says a lot about you and your personality. Have you ever been with somebody, or you're at a party, or just in general, you're trying to talk, where should we go eat? Where do you want to go eat? Let's go to La Fontaine. Oh, no, that's a French restaurant. Why don't we go over to Denny's? What? Yeah, I trust Denny's. You know, I can get eggs there. What? Can't even be your friend anymore. You're really bland. I can't have bland friends. Whatever happened, they were bland. I had to get rid of them. I can't have just bland friends. You have to have some spice. Meat and potato people. Those are nothing wrong with them. America is based on meat and potato people. Those are hard working people. But you gotta experiment. You can go to a French restaurant and still have a little bit of grease under your nails. That is fine. You are a hard-working American. You scrubbed with lava soap and gojo, and some of it didn't come off. That's all right. Just go on out and experience life. Just hold your fork right. That's all I'm asking. Just hold your fork right and don't belch when you're at the nice restaurant. I actually was at Cracker Barrel once. I know I'm talking about nice restaurants. I don't know why Cracker Barrel came up. But I actually saw a guy at Cracker Barrel lean over and fart in the restaurant just right after the meal. Ugh. Thank you. Now I'm done eating. I don't even want the rest of my biscuit. Can't even finish my game of jumping golf tee game here. I'm disgusted. Now this isn't a Cracker Barrel slam, because I do love Cracker Barrel. I can be found there. Several occasions. Love the chicken and dumplings. Oh my God, do they make great freaking chicken and dumplings. And I like the Cajun fish dinner too. Love that there. Cracker Barrel does it right. That is home style cooking. Now, let's talk about this. Cracker Barrel waitresses and staff have stars on them. Have you ever noticed that? If they, on their apron, they have like 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 stars. They're like a general. I'd like to speak to the 4-star waitress, please. I will go get her. You, my good lady, are a 1-star waitress, and I cannot deal with your lack of service. Bring me the 4-star general waitress, and have her bring me my water with a lemon. 4-star waitress reporting. How may I help you? Yes, thank you. First of all, I would like to know how you get those stars. Do you have to work here for several years? Do you have to accomplish tasks? Is it like some kind of Big Brother game where you had to win something to get another star and move up? How do you receive your stars, my good ma'am? I worked here all my life as how I've become a 4-star. Ah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I wish you could have done better in life, but please bring me my chicken and dumplings and chop chop. Make it quick. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, and bring me a new Oak Ridge Boy CD that I know you guys have on the rack over there. I appreciate it. Thank you. Another good thing about the Cracker Barrel stores is if you need to find a gift for somebody over 70, perfect. They got sweaters, and they've got Halloween sweaters, and they got Christmas sweaters, and they got like apples on everything. You could find like pants with apples on the leg, or you might find like an apple cookie jar, or you might find an apple cookie jar that you wind up and it plays music. There's all kind of stuff like that. They got like throw blankets to keep old people warm. They got like rocking chairs and throw blankets to keep old people busy and warm. They've got like old time radio on DVD and rockers and blankets to keep old people entertained and warm. So it's a great place for like and for kids. If you got kids, they got like wooden toys. A lot of wooden toys. So that's wood is like the Tonka toy of the Old West. You can't really destroy a wood toy. They got like wood trucks with wood wheels, and that'll keep a little kid entertained. And they got like wood dolls with wood hair, that'll keep a little girl entertained. And so from you know, cradle to the grave, pretty much, Cracker Barrel can take care of it. You can go in there and eat and buy toys for kids and old people. I think I just helped you plan birthdays and Christmas, didn't I? There you go. All right. You thank me later, Cracker Barrel. Shit, now I'm hungry. I really would love some catfish and hash brown casserole from the Cracker Barrel right now. But I don't have one close to me. I'd have to drive either Colorado Springs, which is 40, 45 minutes away, or there's one up in other side of Denver, another 40, 45 minutes away. I need a Cracker Barrel close to me. Anybody want to open a franchise right here in Parker, close to the Remasculate Studios? I'd come over and eat. I might not buy any wooden toys or blankets or rocking chairs or old-time radio DVDs, but I'd eat my ass off there. I'd even be okay with a 1-star waitress. Food trucks are the new deal. You notice the food trucks or the food truck stories popping up everywhere? The mobile restaurants. Do you have those where you live? They're very popular here in Denver. I think they're kind of cool. They're kind of a hipster thing, you know. But I have not eaten at one yet, and I will make it a goal to eat at a food truck. Some of these I hear are fancy, and the food is great, and I'd love to try that. I just read an article the other day about a guy that has a pizza. He does fire, like, you know, oven fire pizza on a truck. I don't know how he does it. It's a wood fire. That's the word I'm looking for. Wood fire pizza right there on a truck. That would be a great job in the winter. I don't know about being in a food van with a hot fire going in the summertime. Not my idea of a good job. It's right up there with roofing in the summer. I can't believe roofers get up there in that heat and roof. The roofers are roasting. They just, every once in a while you hear a uh-oh, the roofers are popping like popcorn. Uh-oh, we lost Juan. There goes Miguel. Oh no, we better get off it. Too late. We've lost the whole crew. All right, now, Mudflap, why did you make all the crew, you gave them all Hispanic names? Did you know you did that? Yeah, I know, because when I look around the people doing the roofing in my neighborhood, repairing the hail damage, they all look like they may have Hispanic names. I don't know. Is that racist? I don't think so, because that's a nationality, not a race. I get so tired of that whole, back to the political correctness bullshit. People that can do those rough jobs are typically rough people and can take rough. American children are not growing up to be roofers. They are growing up to be little indoor pussies. That's what they are. They used to be the big American dude, just massive, massive American dude that could get on a roof and nail a nail. And there's still those guys, and God bless them. But we've got a generation of kids coming up now that don't even want, this doesn't have air conditioning. Oh, I can't ride in the car. There's no air conditioning. Oh, I can't even ride in the car because there's not a video game in the back seat. I'm a pussy. Oh. Do you make your child go outside? This summer, have you actually at some point just went over and turned off the TV or snatched the video controller out of their little grubby hands and said, take your chip-eating, chocolate-smudged face outside and get some exercise, you fat fuck. Get outside and go play like real children used to do. Here is a stick. Go use your imagination. That's right, a stick. That's what I had fun with when I was a kid, a stick. You know why a stick was good? Because it was a magic wand. It was a sword. It was a spear. It was anything you wanted it to be because you, as a child, had imagination. You had creativity. You were able to take something and make it whatever. You could make that stick, and you could take that stick and pick up a rock, and you had a ball and a bat. That's right. It's stick rock baseball. That's what you did. You just picked up shit and hit it with a stick. That's right. Well, I wonder what happened if I hit a rock. It didn't go very far. I wonder what will happen if I hit this pine cone with a stick. Oh, that worked a little better. Hey, I wonder what will happen if I hit this frog with a stick. I'll get an ass whooping. That's what will happen. Put that frog down. I think frogs might be the most abused animal on this planet. Frogs are just, they're waiting to be tortured, which is horrible to say, but it's true. You know you did nasty things to frogs. You put firecrackers in them. You taped firecrackers on them. You put them in a can with a firecracker. You shot them with a BB gun. You attached them to a rocket on 4th of July and sent them into space. You shot at the tadpoles in the water in the ditch. You grabbed the eggs that were all jelly-like, and you smashed them because you didn't know what they were really like or what they would do. Let's see, what else have you done to frogs? You gigged them. You ate them. And growing up in Texas in the heat, if you could find like a dead run-over frog that was just flat and stiff, it was like a ninja star. You could throw that thing like a ninja star because it would be all spread out, 4 points. Shing, ninja frog. Shing, ninja frog. Yeah, we'd have dead frog ninja wars. That's right. We were boys. I don't know if you girls ever did stuff like that, but dead frog ninja war. Ching, ninja war. Ching-fong. Oh, what else did we? Oh, lizards. Lizards are another one of the ones that can be caught and tortured. But they're very hard to catch because you, just as you think you caught them, they eject from their own goddamn tail. It's not like you pulled it off. You just put your hand on it, and they said, fuck it. And they took off and left their tail. Don't you wish you could do that sometime? Oh, if you were a human, you'd love to be able to do that. Just think about it. If you if you got drunk and you took a woman home, and you realized the next morning that you were laying there with Miss Queen Ugly, you wouldn't have to chew your arm off as the old joke is. No, no. It would just be like, you look over and you would just see like, you know, Khloe Kardashian without shaving, you know, before she shaved, that Khloe. And you'd just be like, oh, shit, what have I done? And you leave your arm right there. Just left your arm, you'll grow another one, and Queen Bigfoot Kardashian would wake up the next morning and she'd be like, oh my God, I ate that man that brought me home. I really need to go on a diet. I need help. I'm a pig. And then she would have to go seek help at one of those places, you know, like Overeaters Anonymous or join a gym like Curves. Yeah, Curves. That's where I want to work out. I don't really want to do much because I want to stay curvy because real women have curves. Yeah. Okay, you call them Curves. And that does sound better than another name that you wouldn't want to join a gym called Rolls. That wouldn't be good. All right, I got to go. I got things to do. This was fun. Again, thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking through the whole thing. Thank you to my sponsors, Pop Chips, Perky Jerky. Check them out at popchips.com, perkyjerky.com. Pop Chips will have this contest coming up. I think we're going to start that August 13th, I believe, is when we're going to start the giving away Pop Chips for a month. So stay tuned. Follow me on Facebook. Find me on Facebook, Steve Mudflap McGrew. You can write me at mudflapmcgrew@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. Tell all your friends to follow. It's the @ STEVEMCGREW. That's @ Steve McGrew. So let's tweet. Tweet on, Bridges. And what else? That'll about do it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. You have a fantastic rest of your afternoon from the Remasculate Studios. I tell you, God bless America. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu. Come on, Podcat. Let's get out of here.
In the basement of the Mudflap House, flapping and poo, and they're under with the rings and news, and poo licks herself, and Flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and Stooges 3, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind